The Last Drop Tavern. This tavern was named after the last hanging to have occurred in Grass Market. The Last Drop has a suitably macabre history. The Grass Market gallows were allegedly situated across from the pub and could explain the high level of paranormal activity exhibited in the area. At St. Andrew's Cross marks the area where the executions took place opposite the pub. The pub is haunted by a little girl in medieval clothing, with sightings of the diminutive spirit occurring in both the cellar and bar areas. Supposedly, the mischievous little girl lived in the tenements that were later transformed into the pub. The buildings were rebuilt between 1929 and 1930 using the same stones. The Last Drop also has a door piece that dates back to 1634. The little girl has been spotted by the staff over the years and has been known to whisper some of their names when they were alone in the building. Picture yourself alone in the dimly lit and cold cellar area, and then hear a child's voice quietly calling out your name. David, Annabelle, Joseph, Henry. Would you run? Or would you answer? The Grass Market became the official spot for public executions in Edinburgh in 1660 and remained so for over 100 years. As a result, it became the scene of a great many deaths. Even a hangman was executed here as he was found guilty of murdering a beggar. In 1736, the area was also the site of the famous Porteous Riots, which saw the inept Captain Porteous, leader of the town guard, lynched by angry locals. Between 1661 and 1668, over 100 Covenanters were put to death in Grass Market, in a period known brutally as the Killing Time. In 1724, a woman cheated death just outside the pub. Maggie Dixon was her name, charged with murder and condemned to hang after she had an illegitimate pregnancy and the subsequent stillbirth of her child. She was walked to the gallows and the floor below her taken away. She writhed and wriggled for a while, and when she stopped, they took her down and placed her in a carriage for the morgue. Fortunately, she woke up and discovered that she wasn't dead. Nobody would hang her again, so she was set free and went on to live a long life. In 1670, after he retired from his post as commander of the Edinburgh Town Guard, Thomas Weir grew ill and from his sickbed told stories of a life of debauchery and vice mixed in with witchcraft. His sister also confessed to the dabbling in witchcraft and sorcery with her brother, who she said had been given supernatural gifts so he could ride in a fiery carriage on the devil's business. He alleged that he gained his power from a walking stick that he always carried. The pair were found guilty of witchcraft, and she was hanged at Grass Market. Weir was burnt at the stake, and his walking stick thrown onto the fire. Many say it did not burn. So it's no wonder people feel shivers when they walk in the Grass Market area, especially when they visit the Last Drop.